eyes and sympathize. We're harmonizing one step and two steps, old steps and new steps. There's no time like our time and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. This is Graham McNamee speaking. Tonight's Fleischmann's Yeast Hour brings you an unusual program of music by Rudy Vallee and his Connecticut Yankees, featuring one of Rudy's famous saxophone solos, and the well-known comedy team, Olson and Johnson, who are to be with us for an extended series of broadcasts, will tonight present another episode of their monkey business, where anything is likely to happen and probably will.
Somebody's ace is in your good graces. Who understands all your demands? Anybody can guess. Someone's made you say yes. I wonder, who do you love? Oh, tell me, who do you love?
Everybody, here we are again bringing to you a collection of assorted hits from the vanities of 1927. That was the vanities that featured such a wonderful orchestra and a score replete with fine songs. Who Do You Love? Climbing Up the Ladder of Love, Hugs and Kisses, and back again to Who Do You Love?
This is Olson
and Johnson
presenting the Palace Cell of the Year.
So sound the world of hooligans saying, hello, Berlin.
And the top of the morning to you, Dublin.
Sure, I kiss the dear fingers, the toil worn for me.
God bless you and keep you,
Mother Valkyrie.
Wee wee Paris.
Mademoiselle from Gay Paris, Barley Boo. Mademoiselle from Gay Paris, Barley Boo.
Over there you're near the Seine, but over here we're insane. They hate you, Barley Boo.
Good evening, America.
Hello, everybody everywhere, because once again, wavelengths start rumba dancing in their rumba seats. Kilocycles whimper in their air pockets. And kilowatts run for refuge in old radio tubes when they hear that Olson
and Johnson
are about to air their troubles. This monkey business comes to you from station A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
There's the letters. Pick out your favorites.
But first, I want to assure the little bozos that Uncle Ole and Uncle Chick are just two shrinking little tea roses nestling in a corsage of idiots who are meeting here tonight beneath an old bent fender, whiling away their time by playing mumbledy peg on glass top tables. Cares they have none. Just hear them all laugh. Now, they are omnivorous readers of the daily papers and are well informed on the topics of the day.
The little savages.
And just to prove it, I'll ask them all of a sudden, how many want Franklin D. Roosevelt for our next president?
How many want Normus Thomas for our next president?
Well, how many favor the re-election of President Herbert Hoover? Well, that proves conclusively that there is only one individual, one personality, one driving force that will give us an administration that will satisfy everybody, and he is...
Mickey Mouse.
Well, Mickey Mouse has taken the country by storm. He has assured of 2,000 out of a possible 600 electrical votes. He has thundered up the Pacific coast on a tidal wave of popularity. He has avalanched across the Rocky Mountains like a bolt of lightning. He has hit the south like a cyclone and is being deluged with a shower of confidence. And on all sides, he is being hailed as the one to reign forever.
And for tomorrow, cloudy with slight easterly winds.
Our foreign correspondent advises us that he has it on good authority from the blonde waitress at the Hollywood Knickerbocker Hotel, who has a sister whose brother-in-law is close to the president's secretary. And the candidate shouts, Mouse's cabinet will consist of Crazy Cat,
Enter,
Mud and Chin,
Cards,
Blockton Fishing,
Tackle,
Tail and Book,
End,
and in the backfield,
Three Blind Mice, to see how they run. They run on a platform that's sure to please. No more traps and plenty of cheese. No more cats to taunt at the tease. Three Blind Mice,
and Captain Rudy Valley,
and Field Mice,
Olson,
and Johnson,
and Timekeeper,
Hickory Dickory Dock. The mouse ran off the clock. It's up 13, then you should have seen Hickory Dickory Dock.
Now, that cheer you just heard has just come by direct wire from Mouse Field at Rodent, West Virginia, where the National Nuts Convention has just ratified Mickey as their candidate on the last ticket to run against Cantor and Chessel, those great Arabians from Shanghai on the Rhine, for the presidency of this United States. Excitement is running high, and campaign managers Olson and Johnson have just rolled in on their private manhole cover to broadcast his acceptance speech from the rumble seat of Sister Susie's in-a-door bed.
And it is with great pleasure that I nominate as candidate America's favorite son, the former Speaker of the House, Mr. Mickey Mouse.
Hooray! Ladies and gentlemen of the Fleischman Hour, this distinct honor has been thoroughly unexpected. And on behalf of my imbecile partner, who has been my insane colleague for 16 years, Mr., what is your name?
I'm Johnson. Formerly Laurel of Amos and Andy, not with Wheeler and Wolseley.
Well, thanks, Mr. McCullough. You know, I always get you mixed up with Charlie Murray when I'm thinking of McLaughlin and Lowe. Anyway, we accept your vote of confidence on behalf of Mickey Mouse, who will now address you.
Hooray!
Mr. Mouse.
I'm
Mr. Mouse says he will run on the platform of every lap of Odin. He says he's going to start a huge mouse-to-mouse canvas. He says the wages of railroads have been reduced. He says the wages of utilities have been reduced. He says the wages of everything have been reduced.
Except the wages of sin.
Wait now, just a moment. This is a political speech.
There you are, always talking politics. By the way, what are you?
Well, you know what I am.
No, what are you?
Well, I'm a Republican.
You're what?
I say I'm a Republican.
I'm glad there's one left.
Well, wait a minute. What are you?
I'm a Democrat.
You're a Democrat.
Always was a Democrat.
Well, why are you a Democrat?
Why? Why am I? Because I want to be president.
I know, but why? Why do you want to be president?
Why?
Yes.
Because my great-grandfather wanted to be president. My grandfather wanted to be president. And my father wanted to be president. That's why I want to be president.
That's very fine. But supposing that your great-great-grandfather wanted to be a hermit.
Hermit.
And your great-grandfather wanted to be a hermit.
Hermit.
And your father wanted to be a hermit. Well, what would you want to be then?
Vice president.
Here comes the little man on the horse. Make way for the little man on the horse.
Hello, Squeaky.
Hello there, fellas.
What's on your mind?
Oh, I just heard you talking politics.
Yes?
Hey, did you know that my father was in politics?
You don't say.
You know, he was a good politician, too.
That's right.
He made $100,000 in 1 year.
Well, how much?
I say he made $100,000 in 1 year.
Honestly?
That's none of your business.
Get out of here.
And now, candidate Mouse is speaking once again. I'm very, very sorry, Mr. Mouse, but your time has expired. But ladies and gentlemen, this is only a portion of our indictment. Only one reason why we are urging you to vote for Mickey Mouse on the laugh ticket. Say it with laughs. Bigger and better laughs. Louder and longer laughs. And that proves everything. And look, the telegrams are pouring in. Here's one from Richmond, Virginia, giving Governor Smith 29, Governor Ritchie 75, Governor Murray 2, Mickey Mouse 167, General Robert E. Lee 12, Tulane 9, Southern California 32 at the end of the first half. Here's one from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Garner 7, Olson and Johnson 3 million, Mickey Mouse 89, Franklin Roosevelt 15, 6 for Ritchie, 3 Murray, 2 no Trump,
Here's one from the Bronx, New York.
Bronx, New York.
Jessel and Canner, 670,000. Jessel without Canner, 2 million. Rise of the Goldberg, 39,000. Olson and Johnson, 3. Columbus, 1492. Circle, 7. 9372. If the man answers, hang up.
Yes, but nevertheless, here's one from Speaker Garner saying, and it's paid. My dear Mickey Mouse, we are looking to you to stand by your guns and see this country through. When you're in the White House, we'll stand by your side.
To watch the dill pickle floating on the tide.
Oh, there you go talking about pickles again.
Oh, I still hate those little pickles with those warts on them.
Those warts. Don't worry about those warts. Don't you know that pickles are to warts like Olson to Johnson?
I suppose that makes me the wart. But nevertheless, what this country needs is a good 5-cent...
Nickel, I know that answer.
No, Uncle, only wart remover. Smooth pickles is my wart cry from now on. I'm out to divorce warts from pickles and down with wart tags. From now on, I'm a wart assassin before we go from bad to warts.
Oh, go from bad to warts. Shame on you. Naughty, naughty.
Nasty, nasty.
I know, but nevertheless, here's another telegram saying the stockyards will send us their strongest support. The Wickersham Consul has sent a report that shows Mickey Mouse has nothing to hide
except the still pickles that float on the tide. Catfish can't have kitten juicy.
So let's all get together with 3 rousing cheers and make Mickey our leader for the next 50 years. We'll give Mr. Mouse a perfect landslide
and watch the dill pickles float in on the tide.
bliss. Goodbye to love. Why should it end like this? You taught me and brought me happiness. To grieve me and leave me loneliness, loneliness. We both were wrong. I gladly take the blame. Eyes wet with tears. My lips repeat your name. Let's make up, don't break up. Blue skies above. Don't say goodbye to typical of Tin Pan Alley. Poor old Tin Pan Alley, always deserted and unhappy in the summertime, and this summer more than ever. Still, she sends to us, we who are so grateful for them, popular tunes for the nation. Here are two. Goodbye to Love and Holding My Honey's Hand.
waltzes, brand new, sparkling new at least to this program, Moonlight on the River, and we're dancing together again. But we've made a new start. We're dancing together again. Each refrain that they play just seems to say we're dancing together again. We seem like two sweethearts that only just met. You did the forgiving and I said let's forget. We won't think of the past, for the new love will last. We're dancing together again.
Rudy Valley's saxophone takes the limelight now as he presents Rudy Weedoff, Saxophone. Notwithstanding the deluge of songs, all of them desirous of being the prize medal song, which should lift us out of depression, none of them have really been outstanding. Here's a cute little one which I sang in a Paramount movie short some time ago, and which, to my way of thinking, is the nearest thing to the depression song. Care to what psychosis we ascribe each diagnosis or what cause of ailments we deduce. Just as long as songs can cure all, then allow me to assure all pills and drugs have now outlived their use. No matter what the case is or its urgency,
Be prepared with this for each emergency. Keep a little song handy wherever you go, and nothing can ever go wrong. Keep a little song handy, and sure as you know, sunshine will follow along. Any little single jingle that sets the halls a tingle is welcome when you mingle in any single song. So keep a little song handy wherever you go, and nothing can ever go wrong. Sets the tolls a tingle is welcome when you mingle in any single throng. So keep a little song handy wherever you go, and nothing can ever go wrong. The Fleischman G-Star, Rudy Valley, the Connecticut Yankees, Olson and Johnson, Graham McNamee, and all the rest of us. And I'll tell you more about this most unusual song that we're playing a little bit later. Glory finds me mighty blue. Love is everywhere, and hearts are free, but not for me. Summertime would find my story different if I knew someone who was lonesome too and needed company. As I stroll along, I hear melodies. There's a happy song in the summer breeze. Music, music everywhere, but not a song in my heart. On my radio, morning, noon, and night, love songs come and go, doesn't seem just right. Music, music everywhere, but not a song in my heart. Wish I had somebody like that lovebird in the tree. If I had somebody, her song would be a symphony. Lovers on parade, passing in review, sing their serenade, always make me blue. Music, music everywhere, but not a song in my heart. Thank you.
the sun would shine for me. I'd find my happiness to be in your caress. My every fear and every tear I'd lose there. If you could understand, I know you'd lend a hand to all the dreams I've planned for you. Life would be so, so sweet. I'd worship at your feet. Sweetheart, if you were only mine.
Harold Allen and Ted Kohler, young, talented, clever. Remember their hit in the bottle, I Love a Parade, Get Happy, and so many others? Well, here they are with a new one, one that I predict you will really learn to like. It is called Music, Music Everywhere, But Not a Song in My Heart. Then Isham Jones speaks again, and this time he calls his song, If You Were Only Mine.
Johnson loves their old corn pone. Most any food they eat will suit, but spinach is their favorite fruit. Nutsy Olsen, Nutsy Johnson, spinach has no bone.
Hey, wait a minute. Will you do me a favor?
What?
I say, will you do me a favor?
Why should I drop dead?
I know, but by the looks of that bump on your head, it won't be the first time you've dropped.
Yeah, you see that bump?
Yeah.
I got that play on the saxophone.
Play on the saxophone?
Play on the saxophone.
Yeah, you mean under somebody's window.
No, in front of a trombone player. You know, I hate to play a trombone, Uncle Ollie.
Well, why?
Why?
Yeah.
I could never swallow the handle on those high notes.
Well, you know, it must be marvelous to play a musical instrument like that. Do you play by ear?
I beg your pardon?
I say, do you play by ear?
No, but I had an uncle once that fiddled with his whiskers.
He did what?
I said, I had an uncle once that fiddled with his whiskers. And
the wind blew through his whiskers just the same. Oh, the wind blew through his whiskers just the same. They were dragging in the dirt, then he stuffed them in his shirt. But the wind blew through his whiskers just the same. Oh, yeah.
for the benefit of those that might think that they have tuned in on a busy day during construction at Radio City, this is just to advise that we have taken you by remote control to the sound department of Olson and Johnson, because in all probability, nobody ever realizes the infinite care that is necessary to illustrate the action in the modern radio drama. Now, whether you like it or not, we will present some of our simpler sound effects, such as the sound of breaking the news, or nursing a grudge, and cooking up an alibi. Now, this may sound confusing, but any man can slam a door.
Any man can toot a horn.
Or play a typewriter.
Or ring a bell.
But how? How would you create the effect of a man thrashing out a conclusion? Now, this, of course, was a small-size conclusion. Now, one of the larger, full-grown, or adult conclusions is thrashed out somewhat after this fashion. Of course, now, this presented considerable difficulty, for, as many of you know, conclusions become restive when in captivity, especially during warm weather, and are subdued only after a severe struggle. You will next hear a man casting discretion to the wind. Now, here's a man filing suit. Well, what's the matter?
Do you want to hear one of my sound effects?
Sure.
Listen. What's that?
Rin-tin-tin.
No, guess again.
The bloodhound's chasing little Eva?
No.
Well, what is it?
It's a detective barking up the wrong tree.
Well, now, that's all right, but why are you standing in that light?
Why?
Yeah.
I'm casting the shadow of a doubt. What's that?
Somebody breaking a window.
No.
People in glass houses throwing stones?
No.
Well, what is it?
It's a man shattered in an illusion. Now, Uncle Ollie, I'll give you an easy one. What's this?
Somebody going upstairs?
No.
Not anybody's hopes arising?
No.
Oh, what is it?
It's a man running up a temperature. Now, listen. What's that?
Somebody else running up a temperature.
Yes, but who? That's where I've got you.
Well, who is it?
It's a man with a wooden leg running up a temperature.
Well, here comes Squeaky again. Make way for the little man on the horse.
Let's see if he can guess who the next one.
Hello there, fellas. Hey, do you want to hear a good sound effect?
Sure, what kind can you do?
This is a deck of cards calling to its children on the desert.
A deck of cards calling to its children on the desert? Let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, now back up.
All right, I'm backing up.
Here I go.
All right, go ahead.
Oasis! Oasis!
Get out of here.
Get away there, Squeaky. And now, Mr. Johnson, how do you use those sound effects in your radio dramas?
Oh, that's easy. I'll do one of those dramas with you. The scene is in the sidewalk below the Empire State Building. You meet me. Go on, meet me.
Well, good evening, Chick.
Good evening.
What are you doing here on the sidewalk below the great Empire State Building?
Well, a friend of mine went up to the top of the building and fell off.
Fell off?
Yes.
Well, what are you doing here?
So I'm down here scraping up an acquaintance.
Well, those are great sound effects. Yes. Now, would you like to hear a little hen laying an egg?
A little hen?
Yeah.
I'd love it.
Well, listen.
We guarantee nothing. Be careful, boy. You better move back. You'll have to scramble them. Not yet. I'll tell you when. Can you imagine a man trying to lay an egg?
The umpire just called a foul.
You want to hear a little thing?
Do I want to what?
You want to hear a little thing?
I'd love to hear a little thing.
That's enough. Don't make a hog out of yourself. Now, give me the title of any song, and I'll give you the sound effect.
You'll give me the sound effect?
Give me the title of any song. Go ahead.
All right, now let's see. I'm dancing with tears in my eyes.
Oh, that's an easy one, Uncle Ollie. I'm dancing with tears in my eyes. Oh, that's an easy one.
Well, what are you doing with those onions?
Those onions?
Yeah.
Those onions are for the tears.
Oh, for the tears. Oh, I know, but where are the eyes?
The eyes.
Where are the eyes?
The eyes. Let me think now. The eyes. Yeah. Now, I got it. All in favor of the Fleischmann Yeast Hour, say aye.
Aye, 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 aye.
There's the eyes.
You got the eyes. That's I know, it. But now, wait a minute. How about the dancing?
How about the dancing? Yes. See Rudy Valley and his orchestra?
Yes, sir.
Girls?
Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
There they go. Here's the dance.
You know, that might be all right, but I'd like the music of the farm better. Way back there in Hooked and Eye, Indiana, with the cows and
the moon cows. Oh, I love. Say, Uncle Ollie, how many different kinds of milk are there?
Oh, how many different kinds
of
milk
are there? How many different kinds are there?
Well, let's see. There's There's sweet milk, and there's sour milk, and butter milk, and condensed milk. Why? Why do you want to know?
I'm drawing a picture of a little cow, and I wanted to know how many little faucets to put on.
Oh, look out. Look out. It begins to look like this program is going to the dogs. Who the studio pets are giving an audition. Kindly write in and tell us how their barking is coming over.
More fun, more laughs, and more skulls, right?
The bolero has given rise to many others, all clamoring for the same popularity. See what you think of this one. Love is a Dancer.
Next number, Rudy tries out his linguistic abilities as he sings A Little Love, A Little Kiss in English and in French.
When the scented night of summer covers field and city with her veil of blue, all the lanes are full of straying lovers, murmuring the words I say to you. Just a little love, a little kiss, just an that holds a world of bliss. Eyes that tremble like the stars above me, and the little word that says you love me. D'un pario to make her folie, le désir nous a un peu partout. La femme nous paraît plus jolie, elle sait nous rendre un peu plus fous. Un peu d'amour, conducteurs en fait un star suprême. Sur 10 ans de mon soul, je
their mamas. Make them sit up and listen to Olsen and Johnson. Here comes Uncle Punchbiddle now.
Well, good evening, little children. This is Uncle Punchbiddle, and if all the little children will gather around the radio now, Uncle Punchbiddle will attempt to tell the story of Little Red Riding Hood as it might be told by the ever-popular Graham McNamee. Stand by for station announcement. Well, good evening, little children. This is Graham McNamee bringing to you the very vivid story of Little Red Riding Hood direct from the ringside. A light murky haze overhangs the field and forest today, and it's rather hard to distinguish any objects any further than 100 yards away. There's a slight commotion on the other side of the field, and I think that I can say, that is, you can take it for granted, unless otherwise advised to the contrary, that it is a little lady that's destined to become an immortal should she emerge a victor in today's sensational fracas between East and West. The figure draws closer and closer. I can almost distinguish a brown hat, a pink dress, lavender stockings, and a green beret. Yes, it's Little Red Riding Hood. She's greeted by a roar from the stadium. He's followed into the ring immediately by the notorious Big Black Wolf, who sneers at the symphony of blues and catcalls. Now they engage in a very earnest conversation in the middle of the ring. It's rather hard to hear just what they're saying over here by the press booth, but I am informed by Fox Movie Tone, with permission of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, by consent of Warner Brothers, much to the disgust of RKO, that the wolf has asked Little Red Riding Hood where she is going, and Little Red Riding Hood replies that she is going to her grandmother's, whereupon the wolf goes his way. No, no, it's my mistake. He pretends to go his way. He detours left on State Route 40 back to U.S. Route 32, sneaks through the window, and finds grandmother reading Jim Jam Jams. And insofar as the wolf is on an 18-day diet, as far as he's concerned, grandmother is just another grapefruit, and he's picking his teeth with a dunghill pipe when a knock comes at the door. The door opens, and who walks in but Little Red Riding Hood? Ah, grandmother, what big eyes you have. Ah, better to view the beautiful NBC building with, my dear. And oh, grandmother, what big ears you have. Ah, better to listen to Rudy Valley on the Fleischman Hour with, my dear, whereupon the crowd yells out its approval. Yay! an old grandmother what speaks by cuspids and molars you left in that front bureau drawer. And with that, the wolf skirts left in, tackles Little Red Riding Hood and throws her for a loss of 9, no trump. Little Red Riding Hood, taken by surprise, comes back with a right cross to the jaw, a haymaker in the old bed basket, and the wolf goes down for the count. 1, 2, 3. He's up at the count of 40 love. He gets a screaming drive of 40 yards into the first bunker. He's out in the snappy 12 and then forced to punt. The ball goes past second base for a hit, kisses the 9 ball, and lands in the side pocket. Little Red Riding Hood is now serving. She's using that Australian crawl stroke. Here they come up the stretch now. Man of War, Black Gold, Far Left, Hook and Eye, fighting it out to a blood-curdling finish. Look at him go, look at him go, U.S. Steel. 19.5, Anacostia Copper, 3, Goldman Sachs, no bid. Babe Ruth comes to bat with bases full. He leans on the first one pitch. There it goes down to the right field. It's caught by Bobby Jones with his nibbling. The wolf dies on second base. The jury frees Little Red Riding Hood on emotional insanity. And the final score is...
It's a boy! 9 pounds!
Special program of music by Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees and the padded cell of the air with
Olson and Johnson.
And this is Graham McNamee speaking. Good night, all.
What did he say?
He said good night, all. That means we gotta go.
Yes. And when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Same old lane, same old breeze, the same old rain, same old vows are made again. We need the same old.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.